Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. In this week's Enlighten Me, we head back to the University of Delaware one more time to highlight work from student journalists. Pieces produced by UD Communication students for a class taught by Nancy Karamjanian, a longtime First Aid journalist, director of UD's journalism program, and one of the founders of Delaware Public Media. We start with rising senior Ayanna Register. The southern part of UD's campus is home to many notable areas, such as the U Dairy Creamery, the Star Campus, and Delaware Stadium. But Register points out there's also a hidden gem there worth checking out.
Among the hustle and bustle of traffic and the hum of generators is a lively and colorful garden hidden near U Dairy Creamery. The Botanic Garden director, Lauren Cope, says the University of Delaware Botanic Gardens came from humble beginnings.
It didn't really start with like a big vision or strategic plan of how things were going to be laid out. It just kind of iterated over the course of 40, 50 years. So we were originally developed by faculty in plant and soil science program that were just planting specimens out into the garden to teach from.
The garden is a useful tool for students to gain hands-on experience working in horticulture. That's how current horticulture manager and UD alum, Andrew Adams, got his start.
Because I love the chemistry and I was familiar with landscaping, someone had taught me about soil science courses. And so I got into plant and soil science, took a few courses, and then declared for plant science. And then my junior year, going into my senior year, I took an internship at the UDBG. So I'm a former intern as well there. And I just kind of stuck around until they hired me.
The garden stretches 15 acres. This large space has caused some hardships for the five-person team. Cope and Adams say there are two major issues.
I would say our biggest challenge in the garden is staffing.
The other issues that we have are like storms and weather events can tear us up pretty good.
UDBG interns and volunteers take a lot of the burden off the core team. There's no barrier to entry for volunteers or garden interns. Junior Megan Brooke worked in the Botanic Garden in 2023. She's a sustainable food systems major with an art minor.
I started working at the Botanic Gardens to gain plant experience. Before that internship, I had never had a job working with plants. I had only been in food service.
Her experience broadened her view of agriculture.
I'm really liking doing organic farming right now. So I think knowing how to use a tractor is very useful. Also, the proper skills for weeding and planting. Oh, we did sow some seeds as well. That's also something I do at my current job.
And her hard work wasn't without its surprising moments.
We found out there was a huge, like, fox den. Like, I was looking and we found, like, near this bush, I was like, why is there a huge hole? And so we're all like, what is that?
Many volunteers are retired staff or general retirees. Their hard work brings the community together, especially for UD's annual Ag Day. For Ag Day, the UDBG team goes all out for their plant sale. The UD Botanic Garden, amongst many things, inspires community growth. Adams says that the value of UDBG is as a host space for people to come together.
Somewhere for folks to gather, somewhere for folks to relax, and we are the destination to go to. I think our value is being the host site for friendship.
For UD News, I'm Ayanna Register.
Thanks to rising senior Ayanna Register for her reporting. Next, we hear from another rising senior, Olivia Hoover, who tells us properly fueling your body can help boost the immune system and reduce diseases. And the path to that fueling begins and ends with good nutrition.
The significance of nutrition and the effects of properly fueling has on your body is perhaps the secret to feeling and looking good. Getting needed amount of water, that is, at least 8 glasses a day. Proper sleep, dream on, but that goal is 8 hours of Z's. Eating more healthy food than junk food is the prescription for fueling your body. Austin Mark, UD's Director of Nutrition Performance, says properly fueling can prevent injury, help boost recovery time, and better the immune system, all while maximizing energy levels. Austin Mark whips up his own concoction daily.
Nutrition is so important to me because I've had such a personal connection to it for a very long time. I was an athlete in high school myself, and I've had numerous injuries that have set me back for years and prevented me from playing my sport.
He believes every college student should know some quick, easy meals hitting all of the food groups to maximize energy.
especially foods that are easy to do, whether you're in a dorm or in an apartment. I like to go to overnight oats. And also, if you have a microwave, sometimes you can have rotisserie chicken and adding in a microwaved rice pouch and then adding in some shelf-stable produce that doesn't need to be refrigerated and helping you get all your food groups while having a complete meal for performance and recovery.
Obviously, Grotto's Pizza isn't the best fuel, especially for student athletes who know all too well what a bad diet and bad sleeping habits can do to a body's performance. UD men's soccer player Mikey Johnson does what he can to fuel up.
I would most likely eat some grilled chicken, some potatoes, maybe a little bit of fruit as well. Eating a good meal like grilled chicken, potatoes, has a lot of carbohydrates, some protein, just gives me energy to get through the game.
Another UD men's soccer player, Rocco Pastore, has his own plan for fueling.
I'm going to have to go with the New York strip, medium rare, preferably from Texas Roadhouse. When I'm in that final stretch of the game, it really helps my muscle fatigue.
A lot of students are interested in nutrition and health, but just don't know where to start. Austin Mark gives his best advice.
So the best advice I would give someone who's trying to eat healthier is just trying to be 1% better every day. It's not about making 10 different lifestyle changes overnight, especially when you're, you know, in college and looking to make small sustainable changes, but maybe just taking small sustainable changes to getting one more produce, one more bottle of water, one more protein throughout the day.
I'm Olivia Hoover for UD News.
Thanks to University of Delaware Rising Seniors Olivia Hoover and Ayanna Register for enlightening us this week on The Green.